KSI in the World. I'm John Batchelor. Donald Trump's taxes, much in the news recently, released by the U.S. Congress, vouchsafing a continuing investigation of Donald Trump's enterprises over these years. Behind all this is what I learned, a 2,600-page tax code. I learned this from Veronique de Regis of the Mercatus Center, who's here to help me understand why it is there was such excitement about Donald Trump's taxes when, hey, some years he didn't pay any federal tax at all. Something about business expenses, something about carry forward. Veronique, a very good evening to you. What is carry forward? What explains how some years Donald Trump did not pay federal taxes? Good evening.
Good evening, John. Well, the reason why some years he didn't pay any taxes is because, I mean, the years before he lost a lot of money. So there's a provision called a carry forward in the tax code, and there's a carry back too. But the carry forward in this case is one that he's used. It's like when you have a business that actually makes, let's say, has losses 2 years in a row, and then on the third year makes a profit, because the company is still losing money, technically, let's say each year they lost $1 million and then they make $1 million, right? The business on net still is losing money. So in order basically to smooth the revenue and profits and these losses, the tax code allows to use some of the losses from the past 2 years and to count them basically against the profit that you make in a given year. And because one of the things that we've known from looking at the Trump tax documents is that he's lost a lot of money in many years. A lot of his stuff is not as profitable as maybe he has claimed they were. He's been using this provision of the tax code. But for all the people who are complaining about this, it's like basically the alternative is not a good alternative. You wouldn't want, I mean, this is one that actually benefits, you know, risk entrepreneurs who are taking risks, and innovators, and small businesses. And also it's an important provision coming out of a recession. Coming out of a pandemic.
You identify this as a good thing in the 2,600-page tax code. However, if I read your column correctly, you can't find much else to recommend. What's wrong with the tax code in general, the 2,600
pages? Well, there's so much. And by the way, there's a lot of debate about how long, how many pages the tax code has. Some people say 70,000. Other people, like me, say it's more like I took a conservative number, which is lower than 3,000. But the 70,000 number is correct in a sense. The tax code actually technically is 7,000 pages, but there's also, if you add all the federal tax regulation and the official tax guidance, you actually reach 75,000 pages. So number one, it's like no one knows what's in the tax code. It's extremely complicated. And the reason why it's extremely complicated is because we legislators have decided to tax income. And when you tax income, you have to define what income is. And is it income from wages, from capital, from this and that? And then immediately you start having problems about what happened when this is an income that effectively is from an income that's already been taxed. Oh, well, let's give a lower tax rate for that type of income. That's the capital gain, the preferential treatment of capital gains, right? That people complain about. That's the reason why it exists. But it comes from all the decision that we've made to tax income as opposed to, let's say, consumption, which would be much more straightforward. And then there's all the social engineering that comes through when legislators decide that they are going to encourage us to have children, encourage us to buy a house, encourage us to buy green energy cars, encourage us and give us tax credit and deduction if we engage in these activities, or penalize if we engage in other activities. And so that complicates the tax code. And then finally, there's all the special interest favors that exist. Again, you know, like the green energy tax credits, and there are several in there. Well, they exist because special interests want to promote green energy, or maybe at some point, you know, I don't know if that's true, but maybe Elon Musk had a conversation and said, you know, what would be really great to encourage people to buy more, you know, green electric cars would be to have a tax credit on the purchase of these cars. And all of this make the tax code extremely complicated. And in addition, to me, it's complicated, but what I also care about is like it's unfair, and it creates a lot of distortion, economic distortion. So basically, it penalizes savings because it taxes some income several times. It creates disincentive to work. It basically dampens economic growth, and it's unfair. And that's really kind of some of the criticism of the tax code that I care the most of the tax code that I care the most about.
What I read, though, is that you don't believe it can be cleaned up, because though everybody complains about it, nobody understands it enough to solve it. Is that correct?
There's that, and there's also the fact that we got to this situation because special interests have convinced legislators, and legislators are also pursuing goal through the tax code, and basically they just can talk about it, and they don't have an interest to actually reform it. But it's also, there's clearly a case that a lot of people don't understand. They don't understand taxes. They don't understand the tax code. I mean, and how can they, right? I mean, it's so big and so complicated. Like, for instance, like very, very few legislators actually understand that the person who is, there's a big difference between the person writing the check to the IRS and actually the person shouldering the economic burden of the tax. So for instance, people talk always about taxing corporation. We want to tax corporation. But corporations actually, they don't pay taxes, right? Only people pay taxes. And the people who also shoulder the burden of the corporate income tax, actually a lot of them are workers in the form of lower wages, because corporations take these taxes and they have to make the money otherwise. And that happens, that money is taken of the growth of future growth of wages and things like this. And so few people understand that.
So Donald Trump's taxes then are a demonstration to us that our tax code is not logical and sensible, but the attention he gains as if he's done something wrong is in fact something that Congress has done wrong over many decades. Is that all correct? We have about a minute.
Yes, that's correct. And by the way, I suspect that, I mean, there may be some fraud in the president and the former president's taxes, but I don't know. I mean, let's be clear that it seems that what he's doing perfectly legally. And I would venture to say that if you take any millionaire or billionaire on the left, and we looked at their taxes, I assume we would see the use of exactly the same provisions. And so there's, and to the extent that we don't like the way it is, then legislators need to change it.
And the likelihood of that is zero, correct?
I think it's not very high. And in a lot of cases, the thing that they focus on, like carry forward or carry back, or this is not the problem.
Véronique de Régis of the Mercatus Center commenting on the tax code, which is either 2,600 pages or 75,000. Take a pick. I'm John Batchel.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.